But Billy Graham did bring his brand of religion into the political space. It wasn't such a stretch, though. For a long time, Americans thought of themselves as one nation, under God, a Protestant Christian God. And then in the early part of the last century, a movement emerged designed to counter that narrative, and it became a major public campaign. The World's Jennifer Gorin looks back at National Brotherhood Week.
I recently saw a story in Foreign Policy magazine, and it mentioned a big PR campaign in the U.S. that helped overcome racial and religious hatred in the 1950s and 60s. I didn't know what it was talking about, so I called up the writer, and she told me it was National Brotherhood Week. And I thought, oh, I've heard of that.
Oh, the Protestants hate the Catholics, and the Catholics hate the Protestants, and the Hindus hate the Muslims, and everybody hates the Jews. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, it's national, everyone smile at one anotherhood week.
That's Tom Lehrer, a math professor turned satirist. My parents had the record when I was a kid. I just didn't realize that National Brotherhood Week was a real thing. It turns out that it was, and it was a big deal for a long time. National Brotherhood Week had its roots in the 1920s, when fear and hatred of immigrants, Jews, and Catholics was on the rise. A group called the National Conference of Christians and Jews formed to counter the kind of intolerance they saw around them. So they came up with the idea for a traveling roadshow.
Something they called the Tolerance Trio.
This is Kevin Schultz, a historian at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Where a Jewish rabbi and a Protestant minister and a Catholic priest would travel the country and go from city to city to city, rent out halls, and talk about the typical stereotypes that other people might have about, say, Jews being overly interested in money and Catholics wanting to overturn democracy. And they would make jokes to each other, and it was entertainment. And people in this entertainment would learn about how false some of the stereotypes were. And the end message of all of this was tolerance.
The idea took off, and soon there were multiple tolerance trios. They were such a hit that it led to a National Brotherhood Day. It was time to coincide with George Washington's birthday, to emphasize its Americanness. Here's historian Ronit Stahl.
The president, starting with FDR, was the honorary co-chairman of Brotherhood Week, so there was usually some sort of proclamation or speech.
I am happy to speak to you from my home on the evening of a Sabbath day, which has been observed in so many of your home communities as Brotherhood Day.
And so not everyone loved it. You know, some people were suspicious of this type of interfaith engagement, but for the most part, it was quite popular.
So popular that they expanded it to a week in the late 30s. Later, during World War II, this notion of brotherhood helped unite the country. Americans saw themselves as committed to tolerance and fairness, in contrast to the Nazis and fascists they were fighting against. Then, with the arrival of the Cold War, brotherhood fit our idea of Americans as people of faith, fighting the godless communists in the Soviet Union. There were posters, comic books, songs, even a short film by Frank Sinatra to promote tolerance.
Look, fellas, religion makes no difference, except maybe to a Nazi or somebody as stupid. Why, people all over the world worship God in many different ways. God created everybody. He didn't create one people better than another.
He got an honorary Academy Award for that, by the way. The Ad Council, the people who brought you Smokey Bear, they took up Brotherhood Week as one of their main causes in the 40s and 50s. The message was basically, it's un-American to discriminate. One thing, though, Brotherhood Week was created to promote tolerance and harmony among Catholics, Jews, and Protestants. It didn't include other faiths, not at first. And it didn't talk about race for a long time. So why did National Brotherhood Week die out? Well, some say it lost its relevance during the Civil Rights era. It was increasingly ridiculed as something that ignored the realities of life in America. Still, the movement and the way people grabbed onto it says something about the way Americans want to see themselves, even if it's not true yet. For The World, I'm Jennifer Gorin.